This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
It's time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you may know, 10 is one of our special numbers. This particular version or edition of the Hallelujah Challenge. Somebody help me with the monitor, please. 10 is one of our special numbers. And I think I did mention the other day when we had the 10th of October that in the Hebrew alphabet, 10 is indicative of what? The hand of God. Say the hand of God. Say the hand of God. It's the alphabet Yud. Yud. And it speaks of, you know, theologians and scholars have said that it is indicative of the hand of God. So, and this year, that number 10 has, you know, been reverberating in my life. It's been my 10-year wedding anniversary. It's been my 10 years pastoring the Oasis Church. And our parent church will be celebrating 10 years of the Kingdom Summit. And without even planning it, the Hallelujah Challenge is on the 10th month. Amen. And we had the 10th day of October a few days ago, which was day 7. And today we have the 10th day of the challenge. Hallelujah. So I want you to key in, you know, and trust that as we praise God tonight, He will release His right arm. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we'll read some scriptures. Our theme scripture for today, even though our overall scripture is Psalm 30 verse 11. Let's just read Psalm 30 verse 11. If you know people who join the challenge who are not live, you better be a good friend, a good family member to remind them. This will be a day to remember. One of the things that will happen today is while I was meditating, we want to trust God that God's hand will perform surgeries tonight. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the arm of the Lord has formed me. The hand of the Lord has formed me. He, you know, He made us. You know, He formed us with His hand. So He knows how to fix what is wrong. Amen. Amen. Let me get my scripture. Let's read our theme scripture for this edition together. Psalm 30 verse 11. Let's read. One to go. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. If you read that scripture figuratively, how does somebody do all of this thing? How do you turn something? Okay, how do you turn Gary? Hallelujah. How do you turn the steering? How do you put off your clothes with your hand? How do you wear your clothes? Say the hand of God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah Jeremiah 32 verse 17. Our theme for today. Hallelujah. I like that exclamation at the beginning. Ah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let's read. One, two, go. Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretch out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Say nothing. Did he say that there are some things? Nothing is too hard. Say nothing is too hard. There is nothing that is too hard. B flat. There is nothing too hard. You are good. You are kind. Let's remind ourselves. You are more than this. Lost for words. Trying to describe. Elohim. Elion. Alishelewi. Your greatness is all I see.
You have spoken it. You will do it. make the cloud your chariot? Are you not the one who parted the Red Sea with the breath of your nostrils? Are you not the Lord of hosts? Be wall of the throne. Shall be wall of the throne. By God. Shall be wall of the throne.
Lift up your hands and bless him. Before him. By now you've learned the dance. If I were you, you would just delight him.
for 3 minutes. Number one, you dance to him as your maker. As your what? As your maker. Number two, as your king. As your what? Number three, as your father. So every time I call those different names, you switch. Are you ready? Delight him as your maker. One, two.
Son of God.
tonight is Friday night. Say, this is our own club. Say, this is my own club. Are you ready to boogie in Christ? Say, I'm boogieing in Christ. It's time to boogie in Christ. Now, one of the things that I was reminded of was a few days back, I was studying and praying, and the word Sheba, say Sheba, S-H-E-B-A, in the Bible, came up in my spirit. I checked it, and it means promise. Say promise. Say promise. Now, you're going to do something. I know you've written out some of your requests, eh? But I want you to write out the ones he promised you, not the ones you want him to do. Do you understand? Somebody does not understand. There are certain things you want God to do, which is not bad. Sometimes he also put that in your heart. But there are certain things he promised you. Say he promised you. It feels like he has come tonight to fulfill his promise. You're not excited. I want believers in the house. You have promised you will never finish. I will follow
you. He has promised
you
will never fail.
Your faithfulness
is forever.
To recall God's promises over your life, specific promises, and add them to your journal, because we are going to party right now in the Holy Spirit. And please remind me that I must sing Aka Akaya here tonight, because it came up in my radar very strongly while we're singing. In the next 1-2 minutes, we'll begin. I kept hearing that word, Sheba. In fact, while I was driving back, I saw a big advert that had the word Sheba Center again. I encourage people to write things down. Write things down. I have met too many people who said to me, the things I've written down, I look back and they've happened. What you hear, what you see, write down. Okay, your loop has improved. Clap for him. I yelled him the other day. He has worked on the loop. Now, before we bring our promises and our journals before him, we will delight. Say delight. Get me that scripture. Delight thyself also in the Lord. And he'll do what? He will grant the desires of your heart. I think it's Psalm 37. Have you? Psalm 37 verse 4, my Bible memory. Are you ready? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall do what? Give thee the desires of thy heart. Now, as we begin to boogie and dance, have in mind, you are delighting your maker. Say your maker. And your what? Your king. And your father. Don't wait for me to tell you enter the carpet. Just take over. Say take over. Are you ready? Are you ready? 1, 2. Say you are God.
Just
like you are a creature. Hey, you are.
liar. Say, Satan is a liar. Satan is a liar. Satan is a loser.
Satan is a loser.
He's a loser.
Come on.
invite Ima, oh my God. One of these days. I think I need that brother to come and help us. Kilo mutomiwa.
the trumpets, blast, lift up a shout. You know, many times I ask us to do stuff. I'm following Bible patterns. Psalm 37 verse 4 says, delight thyself also. What? What we did was delighting ourselves in the Lord. What does it mean to delight? To enjoy God. To sport with Him. You know, to tell Him we are fond of you. You know that we are proud of you. It's saying, we are happy when you are around us. You know, there's something that happens when I go home. When I arrive from my trips. And my children hear the horn of the car. You know, and the car is about to drive into the, you know, the compound. And I just hear them scream, Daddy! And then my Zoe and David just come with reckless abandon. They just run and with this smile, joy. It does something to me. It does something to me. You see, when we dance like this and just dance in an undignified manner, just laying aside our status and ego, we delight His heart. And it, do you know what He's doing at that moment? He's looking for stuff to do to make you happy. That's what we did. That's what we did. So we're not just wasting our time. Go back to Genesis 21. Please, today is Friday night, so say, tell your neighbor, calm down. That data you are burning today, in His presence, God will make it matter. It will not be in vain. Let's read together Genesis 21 verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as He has said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as He has spoken. Let me see verse 2. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God has spoken. So in other words, what God promised to Sarah. Other versions say promised. So tell God,
what you promised me, fulfill it tonight. Open your mouth and pray. What you promised me. That those prophetic words will no longer remain a proverb. Say, hasten to fulfill it. Message says, God visited Sarah exactly as he said he would. God did to Sarah what he promised. That's right. Thank you. What he promised. I like the message translation. Tonight is a night of fulfillment of promises. By the hand of God. By the hand of God. Mighty name we have prayed, so shall it be unto you in Jesus' name. Let's pray that prayer regarding the hand of the Lord. Psalm 1, Psalm 118, verse 16, and then we'll go to the core scripture, the Jeremiah one. Do you have it? Let's read together. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Where is the Jeremiah one? Can you help me? I have it here, but I don't want to switch back and forth. Our Lord God. Is now you are going to Google. Something I read before. Jeremiah what? 32:17. Thank you, my sister. Let's read it from your Bible, I beg. One, two, go. Ah, Lord God. Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched arm. And there is nothing. Somewhere else he says, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Say, hand of God that does valiant things. Do the impossible in my life. Make the impossible possible in my life. Open your mouth and pray. Remember, we're in his presence.
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
Keep praying.
Nothing is too difficult for thee. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy outstretched arm.
Hand of the Lord, do surgeries tonight.
Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Great and mighty God, great in counsel, mighty indeed, mighty indeed. Nothing. Absolutely nothing, Baba, nothing is too difficult for thee.
Begin to bring your prayers to a close. Say, in our nation, Nigeria, and the nations of the earth, do the impossible. Make the impossible possible. Open your mouth and pray. Visit the economy of Nigeria. Remember, I told you that one of the things that will happen is that God will visit the economies. Visit the economy of Nigeria. Visit the economy of our nation and the nations of the earth and the families represented here. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, 10 is 5-5 in two places. And 5 is the number of grace and favor. Say, Father, let your grace and favor, like a torrent, fall on me. Open your mouth and receive that on this 10th day. Grace like torrent, favor like torrent, fall on me. Fall on me. Fall on me. Fall on me. New level of grace. New dimension of grace. New dimension of grace. I see waist pain, back pain. I said it before. Being healed right now. Some people will not need those surgeries anymore. Those surgeries are canceled because those growths will disappear. Those lumps, what are you waiting for? Disappear. Why am I hearing the word Kasera? Kasera. Kasera. What's that? Mighty name. I won't end without praying for the nations at war. I've always said so unapologetically, even though there are people with all sorts of opinions. The Bible says, Psalm 122, to pray for what? The peace of Jerusalem. The God that said that and didn't say for any other place, perhaps has a wisdom in that. But he also says in 1 Timothy 2 verse 1. He says, I exhort thee therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for how many men? All men. How many men? Including those in Gaza. Are they men? Number one, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And for me, we pray that God will intervene in these war-torn places, Russia, Ukraine, Congo, you know, and everywhere. And more importantly, that Christ will be revealed, even in these war times. That, you know, this you know, chaos around the world will set the stage for the revelation of Jesus Christ in the hearts of men. Say, Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the name of Jesus. We pray for the men, women, children in Israel, in Gaza, in Palestine, in Russia, in Ukraine, in Congo, in Sudan, in Nigeria, and in nations of the earth. Intervene in these situations and let Jesus Christ be revealed. Let this chaos make a way for the gospel of the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for 1 minute. Father, we intercede for the nations of the earth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, before we dance and blow the trumpet, if you are not born again, this is your moment. We never end the Hallelujah Challenge without giving men and women, boys and girls, the opportunity of crossing from darkness to light. This is one of the highest points of this, you know, event, this platform, the harvest of souls. And I dare say we've had thousands saved through the Hallelujah Challenge. Some of these people, I pastor them, I meet them around the world. They walk to me and say, Pastor Nat, I got saved on the Hallelujah Challenge. So it is worth every dancing and singing. It gives value to what we do. Amen. Not just this, the testimonies of healings and, you know, conception and all. But when people walk to me and to say, I got born again, I'm like, okay. Money well spent. Say, money well spent. If Jesus is not the Lord of your life, you see the joy we have today is Jesus. He's not cocaine, not tramadol. He's the Holy Ghost. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. You can have that joy. Peter calls it joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's nothing connected to the outside. It flows from within. All you need to do is confess this Jesus and believe in your heart, and it will happen to you. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came, you died, and you rose again. Thank you. Right now, I acknowledge I am a sinner. Forgive me. Break the power of sin over my life. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. And I declare and believe that I am born again in Jesus' name. Father, we declare those affirmations confirmed and we declare them saved to the uttermost in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for our new brothers and sisters. Now, if you look to your screen, you will see a barcode and a link. When you click on the link, it takes you to a form. Please fill the form. When you fill the form, we will connect with you and give you a few information just to help you in your walk with God. Amen. Now, if you've been blessed, you want to say, we want to bless Hallelujah Challenge. We want you to keep on doing this. And no, we are singing Jesus here. By the way, Jesus here, we are fine-tuning it. We recorded it by November 3rd. We are going to unleash it. That's another Holy Ghost. Is it worse? Hey. As we release it, you will experience impossibilities being made possible. Amen. November 3rd. Just write it down somewhere. So if you want to partner, you want to give, go to the website, hallelujahchallengelive.com. Click the link or scan the barcode. You have the details. You are swinging on good ground. Come 22nd of October. I wish I could gather everybody into that hall, but it's too small. But next year, let me say that ahead, we are going to TBS.
Carry me there, go. Carry me there, go, oh, Nico.
Stop. I know now. Amen. So next year, we're going to go to maybe a stadium or TBS so that we can have the nations come. Amen. But for this time, we are going to a hotel. Now, I said we are giving out tickets. We want to make sure that people don't just snatch the tickets around the world and don't come. So we are prioritizing people in Lagos and environs. So we have centers in Lagos. We're going to announce them. We'll announce the time and the day. You have to go there, pick up a card and register. All right. And then we'll have that in Abuja and certain places. But also release a couple online, another 1,000 or 1,005 online. Okay. All right. So please sow and give towards this. And it is a dress like your miracle. So you can imagine to be a Holy Ghost crazy environment. Amen. You see people dressed in halal. Say halal. Today I almost eat halal. I almost wore Sinito and Chinos. But thanks to my wife. Oh. Amen. Take your journals as we close. Have you been blessed? If you don't, how do people live life without Jesus? If you don't know Jesus, where do you go again? Hey, let's go. Father, we prophesy. This is a prophetic action. Dancing over them means it's too fast. Are you the one that wrote this song? Bring it down. Okay. Dancing over them means that we are rejoicing. We are taking delivery. Amen. Jesus, yeah, you have done it again. Jesus, yeah, in your special way, what was impossible, you made possible. Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah, you have done it again. In your special way, what was impossible, you made possible. Jesus, yeah. Everything in this journal, hey, Jesus, yeah. You have done it again, Jesus, yeah. In your special way, what was impossible. Day 12 is a night of healing. All the way from Abuja, I have my friend Pastor Pat Akem, and his psalmist will be here. And on day 14, we will have night of freedom and deliverance. Have a pastor friend, Pastor Tokwe, will be joining me to unleash deliverance. Amen. Amen. Let's blow. the 11th. There's something about the 11th hour. Amen. Father, we thank you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.